Vegan. Love in action.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Unsere Sendungen bieten viele Sprachen. Gehen Sie auf suprememastertv.com/schedule.
This physical body is nothing. So don't let your talents, don't let my praise, my gratitude ruin your great knowledge, your wisdom to understand what is right, what is wrong, okay? And that we are nobody. I mean, this I is nobody. But our soul is somebody. Our work is great. But we are not great, okay?
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Wolasis, also known as Vietnamese,
Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Happy to welcome you, elegant viewers. My name is Emmanuel.
Liberia is touched by your loving actions to create heaven on earth.
Liberia, a remarkable coastal country, is home to one of the largest West African rainforests, where more than 600 species of birds and other animals can be found.
Tsapo National Park, Liberia's biggest protected rainforest space, has some of the highest mammal species diversity of any region. These include endangered animals like the pygmy hippopotamus, as well as the beautiful Diana and red colobus monkeys. A second protected area, Gola Forest National Park, further safeguards animals like the endangered forest elephant. The National Wildlife Conservation and Protected Area Management Act has been passed into law by the Liberian Congress, placing even more emphasis on protecting the country's precious wildlife treasures. Among the Liberian people, a sense of unity prevails. This is supported by the government's ongoing commitment to a peaceful society. Even the country's annual Youth Day highlights the goal of creating opportunities for each and every young person in the nation. Extended family is part of Liberian daily life, with respect always offered to the elderly for their life experiences, knowledge, and wisdom. It was such a privilege to share a glimpse of vibrant Liberia with you, precious viewers.
May the melody of celestial music elevate your souls to a higher spiritual realm.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more.
Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God,
render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief.
Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore.
We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best.
Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards,
such as the 2006 Gosi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East,
the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994,
the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc.,
and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds.
Etc.
We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time.
Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore.
We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best.
A true voice for our beautiful friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony.
Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Heart, vegan food companies, vegan fair products, Supreme Master Television,
as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders,
participating in televised conferences in climate change, etc.
Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle
and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations
while saving our planet from climate change and disasters.
Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide
and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled
The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 13 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Why would I say something like that?
The ants.
The ants. Okay. Because of some curse, you know, and some disciples, yeah. Force of disciples' karma, I'm told like that by my protectors.
Wow.
I say, the curse is too long already. How come? They say, oh, the force of disciples' karma, yeah, okay, never mind. Same with mosquitoes. They know nothing about enlightenment or ahimsa or the five precepts. Just like some people, you cannot teach them, you see?
Mm? Yes, Master.
They don't understand. Even if it's black and white, printed in the Bible, the Holy Bible, or in Buddhist Sutra, they read it. It's like they have not read it. They read it, but they don't see it. It's like that. Okay. Now, sorry, I don't mean to compare the people to the mosquitoes. But what else if they just keep drinking blood and eating other cups and is similar to the mosquito or not?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. But the mosquito don't have the mind to think. They cannot change. But the humans can change. We can change. We can change. And I'm hoping they change so that I can help them. Okay, my love. Good question. Yeah.
Master, you mentioned the curse. Is there a way to break that curse?
It's possible. But I would have to use astral magic.
Oh.
And I don't like that. Then I will own them, you see?
Yes, Master.
And then also the force of karma of so many disciples made that happen.
Yes, Master.
So cannot blame just one person. I have rescued that person from hell.
Wow.
But she did not repent. So she's going back there again.
No.
While the body is still here, the soul's already punished in hell.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, just like while your body is here, you still can go to heaven and enjoy heaven's scenery and blessing. Yeah, like many disciples do.
Yes.
So that proves that we are not really the body.
Yes.
Because the body doesn't go anywhere, neither to heaven nor to hell. Only the soul can do that. So many of your brothers and sisters, they went to hell also while still living here with us. You heard all that, right?
Yes,
Master.
Sometimes when they talk about it during retreat or weekend group meditation, yeah, many more, some don't talk, okay? Some don't know how to express it. Some were just too excited or too emotional because they went there and then they could help to rescue their relatives or parents. So they were excited or touched or very grateful. So they just blurted it out. There are many who don't. Many just went there for a visit. Okay, good questions you have today. Any other questions?
I think that's all, Master.
Yeah?
Okay. Fine. Okay, fine. Yeah, I wish I could keep everything like this. Maybe I should, but then I cannot work. Maybe I just push it to one side. So next time I don't have to rearrange it again because it takes me many hours to try. Before I saw you in this conference, me and the other brothers already tried to figure it out, testing again and again. It's just for me, one person even, have a lot of work like this. Yeah. So I also appreciate you guys. You know, you have to arrange for so many people so that you can talk to me. Yes. And also appreciate many other brothers, cameramen and technicians who do the equipment during our group meditation or during retreat. Yeah. So, and with many ear translations and all that, organizing a lot of work. That's why I thank them all the time. I thank you also. It's good that I could do all this even. I thought, my God, how? When I receive all this, you know, somebody dropped it up somewhere and then I had to go and get it because I don't want anybody near, yeah? And before receiving it, I already thought, no way I can do it. But before they even talk about it, they say, we will buy this and that for you, Master. I already thought, no way. No way I can do it. No, I never did anything like this before. I look at my desk full of wires and instruments and whatever not, you know? Yes. So the books are on top of the wires, you know? The microphones are on top of my keyboard because I got not enough room. Not just room, but it has to be the right distance. So when they say they would buy this, buy that for me, I thought, no way, no way. But I thought, okay, never mind. Let them buy it so that they are happy. Because if you suggest something, you want to give something to somebody and that person refuses outright, immediately, without trying, you feel sad, no? Disappointed. So I said, okay, let them buy it. And then I can have an excuse to tell them that, look, it doesn't work. Don't blame me. I will return it to you. You use it yourself. I plan it that way. Yeah. But I can't believe it. I just did it one step at a time, you know? And it looked very, very complicated on my desk. I just did it. Yeah.
Thank you for trying, Master.
Thank you, Master.
What was that?
Thank you for trying.
Oh, thank you for trying. Yeah, of course. I'm superwoman. No, Master does everything. Master knows everything. Yeah. You expect everything from me. You expect me to do all this and take people from hell and bring people to heaven and teach people initiation and take karma and everything else at the same time. Like I'm 10 persons. But I'm just thinking you are doing a lot of work there, no? In order to set this up, right? I mean, your side. For me, only one person. But for you, you have to set up a lot of things, right?
We love that, Master.
Ah, sure, yes, I forgot that. How would I forget such a thing? Men, you know, they are machine lovers, yes. Some wives are jealous with some husband because he loves his computer and his cars more than he loves her, that's what she said. Some said to me that way. And some say, oh, my husband is a car fanatic, you know, something like that. Or computer geek, computer addict, yeah. You can be addicted to computers, can you?
Yes.
Oh, because there are many things on the internet you want to know, right?
Yes, Master.
Okay. I thank God I'm not yet addicted. I don't think I can ever be in love with a computer. No, not me. No. Just work and learn what I have to only, yeah? I don't have a great ambition to know everything about computers and all the service it gives. I don't need it yet, thank God. And I learn only whatever I need to work, okay? For you guys and for the television. And that's a lot already. I don't know how other people can manipulate the whole system of computers. They offer a lot of services, right?
Yes, yes.
Sometimes my telephone asks me, you should have an Apple ID now or later. I always put later. And later, I press later again. Yeah. And sometimes I say, upload software, hardware, whatever. Now, or pick a time, or tomorrow. I always say tomorrow. And then tomorrow, if I can see it, I put tomorrow again, always tomorrow or later. Yeah. I don't need anything more. I'm safe. I'm peaceful as is already. I said to my mom, I said, I don't need. Don't ask again. But they always ask. And I always say no. They don't give you an answer, yes or no. They say now or later. So I put the later. Yeah? Always later or tomorrow. That's good. At least they give you an option, eh? Okay, my love. If you're happy now already.
Yes, we're happy, Master. Yeah.
Satisfied? Then we hope next time we see each other again, all of you like this, okay?
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
I'm really happy to see all of you.
Thank you,
Master.
I'm very worried when I praise you. But my heart is very appreciative, so sometimes I cannot not say thank you. I'm grateful. But please, don't let your ego take control of your great self. You got that? Be in control.
Yes, Master.
Don't let your brain, your mind, your stupid computer mind. It's a computer. Don't let a computer control you, huh? Control it. Don't let your ego control you. Because you will become not the person you want to be. You will become arrogant. And an arrogant person is a very ugly person, inside out. Ego is no good for anybody. It makes you sick, it makes you wrong, it makes you feel like you are somebody when we are nobody. Nobody is anybody. When we die, we go to the same, you know, 2 square meters underground. If we can even have that, sometimes not. Yeah, it depends on how we die or when and where. We are nobody, really, okay? This physical body is nothing. So don't let your talents, don't let my praise, my gratitude ruin your great knowledge, your wisdom to understand what is right, what is wrong, okay? And that we are nobody. I mean, this I is nobody, but our soul is somebody. Our work is great, but we are not great, okay? You understand the difference?
Yes.
Our work is great, but we are not anybody. The soul is good. The Master Power is helping us all the time. If we are clear-minded, the Master Power, the Yosuke, Gosses, the universal beings, help us to do our work seamlessly. And whenever our ego comes in, we might make mistakes. Or we are not doing as good as we should, even though we don't know it. We don't know that. you could have done better. You see what I'm saying? Yeah?
Yes, Master.
Like that. Even though, okay, never mind, it's good. Most people are satisfied with what we're doing. Even if you do it less than yesterday or less than when you don't have ego. Most people don't differentiate it, cannot see the difference. I saw the difference, but I thought sometimes let it be. Because for the majority, it's good already. Yeah, it's just I am picky. But I have to remind myself that we are in this world. We don't always have perfection. We cannot have everything we want. We just have to have what we have and be happy with what we get. So like this, I also relax. Otherwise, I'm on edge and I will drive you on edge too. Sometimes I have to scold myself. I say, enough, good enough. Let it be, let it go. You see? I say, they work hard enough already. They're only kids. It's good. So, and then I calm down. I go drink something. And say, be happy. Good, be happy. And the animals come and say, good, you are safe. You are happy. Be happy. Yeah. Okay. All right, then. I love you.
Love you, Master.
Okay, kiss, forehead. On wisdom eye, I remind you, yeah?
Yes,
right,
yes.
My love, sweetheart, darling, apple pie. I love you. Not just for my heart, but for my soul. For my higher self. Love you very much. And thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Master.
See you next time, I hope.
See you, Master.
God bless.
Bless, Master.
That's it. Calendar finished.
Enduring viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 13 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Selections of the Hidden Words by Baha'u'llah, Vegetarian, Part 1 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May peace, stability, and happiness soon flourish throughout the world.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.